Expect 4 or 5 inches of snow, more to our north. We'll detail the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes, but it includes sub-zero temperatures later this week. So let's talk about summer. Trina Avedisian is here from the Art on the River Citizens for a Vibrant Community Organization. Good morning, Trina.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Art on the River is like the beginning of summer. That's the first big summertime event here in Port Huron. So let's talk about it. What do you guys got going on this year?
Well, we've been working on it since, I think we started in October.
Did you really?
Yeah. Well, you know, we all got jobs and things like that.
Yeah.
So it takes some time.
It does.
Everybody's busy, but we start on it in October. We're fundraising now, and we've been working on that Blue Water Area calendar. That's still for sale online at cvcph.com or over at Wolverine Market here in downtown Port Huron.
Some great photographs of that calendar this
year. They
were
beautiful this year. The photographers sent us. It was really hard picking, I'm going to tell you, because we got quite a few. We got at least 20 photographers turned in their photos. So how do you pick 13 out of that many great photos?
Well, you've still got 11 months to use it, so it's still a good purchase. And that does help fund events like Art on the River, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's a unique calendar. We put events in. We put other people's events in that we could find. We got quite a few in there, so it kind of gives you an idea of what's going on in the Blue Water area, not just, you know, Port Huron, but all over the place, St. Clair and Lexington and places like that.
So. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So what are the dates for Art on the River? It's usually, I want to say like the first weekend in June, am I right?
Second weekend
in June, okay.
Yep, June 7th, 8th, and 9th this year. We start out with the dance party on Friday night, June 7th. Ultimate Sounds DJ Lee Hoffman will be there spinning from 8 till midnight.
All right, very good.
A lot of fun. We had a great time last year. We're all dancing in the parking lot.
I bet, yeah.
He puts on a good light show. There's a light show that goes with it, so come on out and dance and have a good time. Andy Baku from Wolverine Market will be in the beverage tent serving up some good stuff all night long.
Great.
And then on Saturday, June 8th, we open at 10 a.m. with the Artists and Crafters. Bands will start somewhere around 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We haven't quite decided how we're going to handle that. But this year, we did book our featured artist this year. His name is Nicholas Francisco, and he's 29 years old from Port Huron here. He moved away for a while, went to CMU for Business Information Systems.
Which doesn't sound like art at all.
No, but his grandmother, Wilma Lentz, was a professional artist, and he sort of learned his trade from her. And while he was at CMU, he kind of painted and got accepted into the CMU art show. He was the only business major there that got accepted into it, so that was pretty cool. And now he's back doing painting on oils, on canvas, and acrylics. He even painted on a pallet wood and did murals on indoor walls and sculptures and some. He even painted a custom horseshoe pit.
Oh, wow.
So he's very versatile, and we're excited to see what he comes up with for Art on the River.
Absolutely, because that's one of the things the featured artist leaves a piece of art behind, right?
Correct. We have 3 pieces of art. We actually sold Testa Bullock's painting. That was the 8-foot by 4-foot painting that she did at the art show the very first time that we had a featured artist. Then the next year it was Mark Paul John, the Freedom artist, and he did a beautiful painting of the lighthouse here in Port Huron. And then last year we had Earl Robinette. And Earl was just a ball. He was so much fun. And he's a great potter. He sold a lot of pottery at the event. But we have his painting still over at the store. And we have prints available for people if they want them. And he did paint the Thomas Edison Parkway looking towards the bridge.
Nice.
So those paintings, Mark Paul's and Earl's are still on for sale if anybody want to come take a look at them.
And then Art on the River also features great music, too.
Yeah, we have a lot of great bands playing. Right now, I am confirmed that the Gasoline Gypsies are playing on Sunday. They're going to close out the event. And we booked our headline band. Now, I've been doing a market research thing on my own, trying to find out if people know who Derek St. Holmes is. And while they may not know his name, they know him. He is the guitar player and wrote a lot of music for Ted Nugent. Traveled with Ted Nugent for years and years and years. And actually, when you hear the song Stranglehold, Storm Trompin', and Just What the Doctor Ordered, that's Derek's voice.
How about that?
He wrote, I think it was called Hey Baby.
Okay.
And then he's on the albums Free For All, Cat Scratch Fever, and Double Live Gonzo.
Nice.
So in 2004, he released his first solo album, and he's been touring the country ever since, and he's coming here.
Very cool.
We're pretty excited about it. I've been listening to his YouTube videos, and he's going to put on a great show.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun. And it gets here before you know it. And as you said, you're out there looking for sponsors right now to help make this thing happen, right?
Oh, yeah. It takes the business community to help us get it going and keep it going. So we're very thankful. Actually, the business community here in the Blue Water area has been really generous and helpful, not in just, you know, financial ways, but in a lot of other ways. Yeah. We have a Home Depot coming this year to do our children's tent. And they bring a lot of arts and crafts for the kids to do. So it's a family-oriented thing. You can come on down, bring your kids, and do some stuff with the kids.
Very good. Art on the River, June 7th, 8th, and 9th?
Correct, yep.
All right, I'll remember that. And it'll get here before you know it.
Yep, I'm already planning my Christmas and birthday shopping.
Well, that's the cool thing about this. You can do lots of shopping for other people. You can find unique items, things that, you know, come December, you're not going to be able to find anywhere.
Actually, yes, I did all my Christmas shopping and birthday shopping at Art on the River last year. So I was done in June.
Well, you could do that as well. Just mark your calendar, make sure that you're in. And again, speaking of calendars, you can get your calendar from the Citizens for a Vibrant Community that put on events like Art on the River. Good luck with all your planning.
Well, thank you, Paul.
All right, stay warm.
Oh, I'm. You know what? I got my shovel out. I'm ready.
All right, bring it on, winter. There you go.